This is TWiT.
Want to talk about Zoom dysmorphia?
Okay, yes. This is when, what?
Sigh.
It's a mental health issue.
Well, so says The Guardian.
It is in the fashion section.
Yeah.
Well, that just means, okay, so here, the issue is we're looking at our faces all the time, and we're like, huh, my face looks weird. Because we're all on Zoom looking at ourselves all the time. So that's the Zoom dysmorphia.
Is it because Zoom does something to our image that isn't real, or is it because we're finally seeing what we look like?
Because you're looking at yourself all day. Big.
I got TWiT dysmorphia. Okay. That's all.
Yeah, so I was going to say, I have TWiT dysmorphia.
That's too bad, deal with it.
You look great. What are you talking about?
No, I've noticed, well, one, I burned my head several weeks ago with the curling iron. So I see this all the time now. I would never think about it otherwise.
No,
literally never
true.
Think yeah. about it.
Now I can't see anything else either. Also,
yeah. It's really horrible.
And I've got this like discoloration here. I actually went to what are they called? Like a laser person to see if I could get that fixed. Because I was like, and again, would never notice it. Yeah. I'm the type of person who leaves my house without looking in
the mirror. I now can't not see it, actually.
But you can't not see it, and I can't not see them either.
You know
what? Always like...
I got advice for you. Bangs.
Bangs. Bangs look terrible when you have curly hair.
Oh,
good Lord. That is like the biggest ever. I mean, I don't... You'll either see it or not see it. I can't change that, but it does kind of not.
This is the best paragraph in this article. While Snapchat dysmorphia has existed since 2015 and is connected to so-called alien face, big eyes, abnormally raised cheekbones, Zoom dysmorphia is different in a key way. With Snapchat dysmorphia, patients would come in to see the cosmetic consultant with a photo of themselves that would be heavily filtered, yet there's an awareness on the patient's behalf that there's some dysmorphia going on. But with Zoom dysmorphia, it's unconscious. People don't understand there's distortion happening with their cameras. So there is nothing on your forehead. It's just Zoom.
There's something wrong with my monitor. It's got a gray spot on it. I can't figure out.
As many selfies as I see online, I'm calling total bull on this because selfies don't make anybody look good.
That's not true. People change their... They like teach you how to take a good selfie, you know, like people, I think maybe y'all are, I mean, one, I'm just going to throw this out here as a woman who is inherently judged first off because I'm a woman by my appearance. Just
so true.
That is the default expectation.
It's a fact.
So
it is.
I try, you know, I pay attention to these things, even though I don't actually pay that much attention because I'm not, I don't know. I've never...
You're not that type.
I was raised by wolves.
Yeah, you don't care.
Well, yeah, I don't care, mostly. But it is tough to see it every day, and it is tough to feel like if... Intellectually, I know no one's judging me for it, right? Because what I say is more important. But I will say that girls and young women and older women are like, does my neck look weird?
Yeah.
Probably.
No, you know, teenage girls is noses. That's why there's so many rhinoplasties among teenage girls. In fact, this article quotes a Harvard Medical School professor, Dr. Shadi Kurush, who says there's an increase in appointment requests for appearance-related issues during the pandemic. Increase, yes. In March, British plastic surgeons reported a 70% increase in consultations. Mm. People were complaining about sagging skin in the lower face and neck. We wondered if this was because people were holding their smartphones at odd angles while they're looking down. And also, there's a certain amount of distortion as you get closer. These are somewhat wide angle, right? And there's distortion that makes your nose look big, for instance. So actually, I'm not surprised. I mean, it's not like looking in a mirror. And people don't spend hours of their... Well, some people... Most people don't. Teenage girls might. That's where the nose thing.
Girls, maybe.
Yeah, but.
See, I have the opposite. On meat, for a long time, meat would not show you. It would only show the other people.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what do I look like right now? What if I pick my nose?
Right.
I find it more comforting, maybe because it's for, you know, doing this show for 25 years, to just know.
You get used to this.
Yeah.
And I have to say, as somebody who's worked in television for years, It's worse. And radio, by the way, the same thing happens with your voice. The first time you hear your voice, you remember that. The first time you heard
your tape recorders, right?
You hated it. And then, thank you for turning off the camera. Oh, there it is. Okay. The after a while, you get used to seeing yourself, but it's a weird experience for the first few years. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that this is cropping up.
And for everyone saying narcissism or vanity, I would say no, because we do judge a significant amount about people based on their appearance.
Absolutely.
And we can see studies about people who are paid more or who are good looking get paid more, both men and women. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, yes, there is a point over which it becomes silly, but
it's almost the opposite of narcissism. It's overblown humility, right? It's a bad self-image is far more the case. You know, I have terrible teeth. I have a huge nose. I'm pink, I tell you, you know? And so I hate all of that, but not anything to do about it.